Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec V Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to a brand new year of Q&A, our first show of, some people say the new decade. Others want to wait until next year to start a new decade. Either way, the first Q&A of the year 2020. And we welcome an old friend who opened the show today. We'll be talking to our favorite CPA and Ravens fan, David Snyder. He's been doing personal and business tax returns and financial checkups forever in the Prescott area. Then we will talk with Sonia Wood Mahler from the Highland Center for Natural History. She's here to talk about their wonderful upcoming volunteer fair. If you've ever wanted to spend your volunteer time helping the community in the great outdoors and enjoying the beauty of the Central Highlands woodlands, boy, that's your big chance. So those will be our guests on today's show. Want to remind you, if you've been holding off on seeing the movies A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Dark Waters, or Ford versus Ferrari, you only have today left to see them on the big screen. Dark Waters will show one more time at 3:45 this afternoon, Ford versus Ferrari at 8:45, and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood one last time at 4:10 this afternoon. These shows will be replaced by new releases, A Hidden Life, that's the Terrence Malick movie about an Austrian soldier who goes conscientious objector on Hitler's World War II reign. That debuts tomorrow. And tonight we'll see the debut of the cheapy horror film The Grudge. That opens at 7 and 9:30 this evening. But The Grudge has not yet been reviewed by even one well-known movie critic. That's never a good sign. Keep that in mind if you want to see The Grudge. Go to Harkins.com for showtimes on those movies leaving after this week. And make sure when you go to the Harkins, you get your brand new 2020 drink cup. It's only $2. And for the entire year, you can get a 32-ounce soda refill for only $2. Imagine that. Now, the cup itself, I believe, is $5. But that's a bargain because you get a 32-ounce refill for only $2 every time you use it. So pick up your Harkins 2020 drink cup when you go, starting today. The Prescott Elks Theater series of classic movies on Wednesday nights will resume in early February, and they'll be joined by Sunday afternoon classics on Sunday the 26th of February, January. Hello. On Sunday the 26th of January, they will screen Mary Poppins on the big screen at the Elks. Other movies in the Elks Theater Classic series include the Fred McMurray, Barbara Stanwyck film noir Double Indemnity, Stand By Me, Dr. Zhivago, Sleepless in Seattle, Monty Python and the Meaning of Life, and many others. So we are covering the movies there. We're going to be covering tax returns and financial planning coming up in just a couple of minutes with David Snyder, CPA, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Santa, we're getting behind here. We have letters from people who want a new Toyota and a present. How are we going to do that?
Easy. All we have to do is work on the presents. Finley Toyota Prescott's got the new Toyotas covered because it's Toyotathon, delivering the biggest discounts and the best financing rates of the year.
Drive a 2019 Finley Toyota Prescott RAV4 home for the holidays. Take $1,500 customer cash back, 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, or lease for as low as $229 a month. And Finley Toyota Prescott will pay your registration on your new Toyota purchase.
You know, Santa, since Finley Toyota Prescott's picking up all the new car requests, me and the boys are going to start knocking off an hour early every day.
You will not.
Finley Toyota Prescott and FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Now open Sundays.
Here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
All offer on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and $495 dock fee. Registration maximum $500. Lease for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Anaheim Ducks live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:08. It is that time everybody starts thinking about doing their taxes. In the next couple of weeks, they'll be getting their W-2s in the mail. They'll be getting all of their papers together. We have just a man here to talk about that. His name is David Snyder. David, tell us what you do.
Well, I'm David Snyder. I'm a CPA, MBA, EA.
Oh, they know what you are. Go on.
With my own company, David A. Snyder, CPA, PLLC. And I do taxes. I represent people with the IRS as well as the Arizona Department of Revenue and other states. I do business valuations, audits, and reviews. I am located at 325 South Montezuma Drive.
This is not a commercial. But
in Prescott. Please call me at 928-445-0104, extension 9, for any accounting work you may need. And also, my website is davidasnydercpa.com.
Or if you want to talk Ravens football, look you up too, right, David?
Yes, yes. They're doing really well. 12 in a row.
I'm telling you, that's
MVP.
A fun team to watch.
Yes.
And, you know, I remember last year going, what are they doing trading Joe Flacco? Now I know.
Mm. Well, one columnist have them 33% and 32% winning the Super Bowl.
Having a bye is going to help a lot.
Yeah.
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 It really helps.
Having a bye.
Boy, it must be great to be a Ravens fan this time of year.
Absolutely.
Makes up for being an Orioles fan, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Orioles. Peter Angelos is a terrible, terrible owner. Just like Steinbrenner without the wins.
Yeah. And without the gigantic cable TV bank, too.
Absolutely. An awful owner.
Back to the business at hand here. This is the time of the year. What records should people be stockpiling and organizing? That's a key word. Organizing before they call you up and come visit you.
W-2s, 1099s, any kind of expenses for businesses that you might have. Put it on QuickBooks. Put your business expenses and revenues on QuickBooks. We have, any 1095s for your medical insurance, that sort of thing. Those are the documents that we're really looking for. We're also looking to provide you with the best service, of course, but also reduce your taxes.
Yeah. Everybody wants to do that. So, you know, when people look for a tax preparer, we've covered this before, but it bears repeating. When you're looking for a tax preparer, there are certain things I understand that you should not accept from a tax preparer. Statements such as, I can guarantee you the biggest refund, or I'll take your word for it. I don't need a document for that. Those are red flags, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. You need the documents. You want the supporting documents, because sometimes people get, you know, for their Social Security, they said they received $14,400, but really the amount is $16,200.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had your Medicare taken out. So that's what the net was, $14,400. But, mm-hmm. you know, the actual amount that you need to put on your tax return is $16,200, for example. Just an example.
Now, people who receive Social Security benefits, will they receive a W-2 type form?
Yeah, it's a 1090. It's a 1099.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they need to declare that, of course, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any big changes you're aware of in tax laws effective January 1st?
Well, the Secure Act came into place, but it's about investments. It lets you do your IRA up to take contributions after 72 instead of 70 and a half. So that's a little bit later. And there's a few other things that relate to it. I gotta kind of utilize it.
Yeah. How do you keep up with all of the tax laws? Because the IRS's, the tax code. The tax code must be like going through the Library of Congress.
Absolutely. You can't keep up with it. You have to follow what is going on with, you know, the corporations and partnerships and that sort of thing, as well as your individual tax returns. But there's so much minutia in the tax code.
Can you say minutia on the air?
Yes, minutia.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I can say BS too.
Oh, okay. That's close enough.
Okay.
You know, when you mentioned you do business valuations. What is involved in doing that?
Well, business valuations. Okay. So somebody wants to value the business because there's been for four reasons basically around here. There's death, there's divorce. So two bad reasons and two good reasons, expansions and retirement. So we have a lot of dentists that want to expand, that want to bring in somebody else, that wants to have them contribute money. So you do a business valuation to determine the value of the business, and you can do it, you know, three types of methods. You can do it the market-based method, which is not really conducive for small to medium-sized businesses. You can do it the asset-based method, which is more in line with somebody that's going to that's not going to be a going concern, or with somebody that doesn't have a lot of income. And then there's the income-based method, which is generally what we use to do business, discounted cash flows, discounted net income. There's a variety of different methods under the income-based approach to determine the value of the business. And basically you go into it, you take the last 5 years or so of financials, mm-hmm. you try to project out some income for the next 5 years, and then you come down to a conclusion of value.
Now, when you get, do you ever get somebody who say is considering retiring and selling the business, and they want to come to you to see what it's worth when they put it on the market?
Exactly. So retirement is one of the ones I mentioned.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And what happens is we can do, say they want to retire in 5 years, so we just set up a plan for them. We can do what I call a succession plan. Some people call it an exit plan, but that's more like death to me.
Yeah.
So succession plan where you, you get a lawyer, he draws up a contract. You get a financial planner who sets up maybe an ESOP or something, an employee stock ownership plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you target whoever you're going to do in the business, using the business, like it's family or some key employees or all employees,
mm-hmm.
for example, that want to buy into the business. And so what you do in an ESOP situation, employee stock ownership plan, is get to the number that you want to get to in the next 5 or 10 years as you're going into retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so they contribute that amount that they can to own that business. And so I've worked at a company that did that, where they had some key employees as the top people. They would get 3 or 5 or 10% or whatever, depending on where they were. And then other employees also were able to invest into that company at smaller percentages, of course, because they you need the leadership there that knows the business all-encompassing business as opposed to the – this was a construction company as opposed to the guy swinging the hammer.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it comes to certain things that people are allowed to do after January 1st that will account on their 2019 tax return, what are some of the things the IRS allows you to hold off on doing until tax filing date?
Well, IRAs until you file. I mean, basically, you can take IRA contributions till April 15th. Mm-hmm. And also, the thing that I mainly came to talk about was the tax credits for Arizona.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Absolutely, I told you that.
Of course. And the Arizona tax credit is a boon to every nonprofit and charity in northern Arizona.
Absolutely. It helps out a lot of different organizations. Yeah. It's really good for the community that we have. Mm-hmm. So basically, there's five tax credits. You can take advantage of four now because it's too late to do the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund. And it's always too late by August of that year because they only have $1 million cap.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the public schools, which you can give 400 married filing jointly, 200 other statuses, including single, head of household, and a couple others. You know, you can give to, for example, PHS or Tri-City. You can give the Tri-City and their public schools. And, again, married, filing jointly, 400, 200 other statuses. School tuition programs, like for Sacred Heart or Primavera, you can give $2,324 married, filing jointly, and half that, $1,162 for individual tax for individuals and other statuses. And, again, you can do that through Sacred Heart or Primavera.
And why would he mention those two?
Well, I've always given the Sacred Heart and Primavera. That's
true.
Why. That's why. Foster care tax credit, which is $1,000 married filing jointly, something like CASA for kids, mm-hmm. and $500 for individual taxpayers. And then the last one, the one I'm going to emphasize here, is a charitable organization tax credit, which is – it used to be called the Working Poor Tax Credit, and that is $800 married filing jointly and $400 for other statuses. And that should go to the Prescott Sunrise Lions Foundation, which I am the treasurer of.
Isn't that ironic? I was just going to ask about
that. Yes, Prescott Sunrise Lions Foundation. And what we do is we give that money to organizations like Camp Tadi for discounted youth. Or disabled youth, I'm sorry.
No, discounted youth would be a Kmart, but go ahead.
Yes, yes. Youth Vision and Hearing. People Who Care, Leader Dogs for the Blind, Prescott Women's Shelter, Del E. Webb Family Enrichment Center at Yavapai College, School Nurse Assistant, the Yavapai Family Advocacy Center, Vocational Scholarships, YEI for Disabled Adults.
I had Brad Newman on here just a couple days ago talking about that.
Hungry Kids Project, Yavapai Food Bank. And then we have a category called the Greatest Need, where we get money. We used to get scanners for the Yavapai school nurses to go around Yavapai County to get scan the kids' eyes in first, second grade, so they're not looking at the board thinking they're stupid because they can't read it.
Because they can't read it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now the Lions Club, they still collect eyeglasses, right?
We do eyeglasses. We have five missions: sight and hearing, hunger. So we have the Hunger Kids Project.
Mm-hmm.
Environment, we do recycling in Prescott Valley. Childhood cancer. And then the fifth one is more recent, diabetes.
Mm-hmm. See, I asked about the glasses because you're wearing glasses. I was going to ask, where'd you get those? But that's
okay. They're just cheaters. They're just cheaters. I just developed this need to have glasses in it the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, it makes you look real smart too. So I have to say that's good. That's why I wear glasses too. So I can fool people. You know, you mentioned the Lions Club. I have Doug George coming in here Monday.
Oh yeah,
from the
New Lions.
Club.
Yeah,
yeah. So he'll be here Monday. So,
the tax credits. Finish up the tax credits.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's your show. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
I know. So that's a total of $4,924 if you count the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund. And say you owe $4,924 to Arizona. Well, congratulations. If you paid in $4,924, you would be able to pay nothing to Arizona and get all your withholdings back. If you paid in, say, $4,500 and then you owed only $2,000, that $2,500 can be carried forward up to 5 years. So again, you're utilizing your monies for organizations here Northern Arizona, in Prescott, in Prescott Valley, all these organizations in the Quad City area, instead of wasting it on taxes down in Arizona, they waste it on whatever they want to waste it
on. Sure.
So that's, I think it's kind of a no-brainer. If you have the money, just pay those tax credits through April 15th, by the way.
Nice.
You could do that through April 15th and for 2019. So again, take advantage of these tax credits because it's very important for these organizations because I'm about to cut checks for the initial checks for these charitable organizations, on probably Saturday. And just cut them and have them ready for a counter signature, and then we're going to send them to these organizations that I just mentioned.
So all of our listeners who want to get their taxes worked on with you and want a business evaluation and good things like that, how should they contact you?
Again, David A. Snyder,
we
CPA.
We know your name!
DavidASnyderCPA.com. Number is 928-445-0104, extension 9. And, you can even email me at dsnyder141414@gmail.com.
And this is not the D. Snyder from Twisted Sister, right?
No, but I like him.
There you go.
I am a metalhead.
You ought to grow your hair out like him. That'd be kind of cool.
No, I was in the military. Actually, I'm actually a veteran, so veterans come see me.
Gotta maintain the look, right?
I can't be long-haired anymore.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime,
it makes me itch.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. In the meantime, enjoy the bye week and go get them next week, Ravens.
We're gonna kick the crap out of everybody.
There you go. Okay. that's David Snyder. Always a fun chat. Thanks for joining us on Q&A.
Hey,
we're
gonna
talk about the volunteer fair coming your way at the Highland Center for Natural History coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Wrap up the year by wrapping a big bow on a Subaru legacy for your family. Findlay Subaru Prescott has a few new 2019 legacy models remaining. If you've been on the fence, now's the time to gift yourself a memorable holiday season and a very memorable price. Legacy has a powerful 256 horsepower boxer engine, the most interior room in its class, and standard EyeSight driver assist system. For a limited time, buy a new 2019 Subaru Legacy with as low as 0% APR financing, or lease a new 2020 Legacy for as low as $235 per month. 2 years complimentary maintenance included. During the 2019 Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru of America will donate $250 to your selected national and hometown charities. Share the love this holiday season at Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and dealer documentation fees. Now through January 2nd, lease a 2020 Legacy Standard Base Model, code LAB-01 for 36 months with $2,635 due at signing and zero security deposit. See dealer for complete details.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 7.5% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limu. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 225, one of my favorite places in the Quad Cities, or as my buddy Brad Newman would say, the Central Highlands would be the Highland Center for Natural History. And we have Sonia Wood Mahler here to talk about that. Sonia, you were the volunteer coordinator at the Highland Center, correct?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Great to have you. You know, we've talked for so many years to, you know, Dave Irvine, Tom Agostino, Felipe Guerrero. It's always so much fun to talk about what, you know, what a great place it is. You've got a chance coming up a week from Saturday for anybody who wants to volunteer to come for the open house and learn a whole lot and maybe take on a real fun volunteer activity, don't you?
That's right. This is our once-a-year opportunity for people to sign up with us. I mean, you can join in any time, but at this volunteer fair, we're actually going to have veteran volunteers stationed at tables around in our classroom there at the Highland Center, and they're going to be sharing different ways that you can volunteer. We want people to come out with their own talents and skills and share those with our community and find their niche at the Highland Center.
Now, there's a lot of different areas they can volunteer in. Those include school field trips, the nature store, educational programs, event helpers, garden volunteers, schoolyard habitat. Describe some of those volunteer positions for us.
Well, let's say that you are a retired teacher and you enjoy still working with kids. You can actually come out and help us with our school field trips. You can go out into our schoolyard habitat schools and help with our gardens that we're planting out there. So there are a lot of opportunities for working with kids. Let's say you like to just dig in the dirt, and you're a gardener, and you love xeriscaping and native plants, and you want to share that knowledge and expertise with the community. You can come out to the Highland Center and just help us improve and beautify our discovery gardens there.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say you're very good with administrative skills. You can help us with our filing, or you can work in our nature store as a store clerk. You can help us with specific events, like we just had our annual Winter Luminaria for two nights in early December.
I'm picturing those lights being on in that setting.
It was lovely. It really was.
I can imagine.
Over 50 volunteers helped us pull that off.
Just with that.
Over those
wow.
two nights.
Amazing.
We cannot do it without them.
That's for sure. Yeah. What are some of the other volunteer opportunities?
Well, one of the things that's fun that we're always looking for is people to help us with to maintain the building and grounds, because it's a lot of work for our small staff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big place. So if you, we have plumbers who are volunteers. We have electricians. We have painters. We have woodworkers. We have people who are just very good at keeping it clean. After a big snowfall, we have people come out and shovel for us.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't do it by itself,
exactly.
does it? And the animals won't do it. We know that.
No.
We've tried.
It is volunteer run, and they are the heart and soul of the center.
How did you first get involved with the Highland Center?
I moved to Prescott and started working at the Highland Center in September. So I'm a newbie. I moved
nice.
Here from North Georgia.
Good. From North Georgia. What are some of the big differences you've seen in your short time here?
You don't serve sweet tea.
That's for sure.
So when I go into a restaurant, I always say I'd like unsweet tea.
And then take care of it yourself, right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. You don't miss the peaches, do you?
I love the peaches.
Isn't that something growing up like that? Sure. Mm. Sure,
I miss
of course.
A lot of the southeastern fruits, yeah.
But I bet you don't miss the hurricane warnings, do you?
No.
Yeah, I moved here from the Midwest, and the first thing I noticed was, where are all the tornado warnings? They stayed back home, and I'm glad of it.
Well, it's beautiful here.
Yeah, it really is a great place to live, and the people here are very, very friendly.
And very helpful.
And helpful. You know, it's amazing how many, and I've said this 1,000 times on the air, but it's amazing how many people move here intending to stay retired, and then they find all sorts of great volunteer opportunities, and now they're just as busy, but they're doing what they love.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great way, you know, to make the most of your retirement years and have fun doing it and meet a lot of new people, too, don't you?
It's a fun group.
Mm-hmm.
We always have events just for our volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there are other benefits, like they get a 10% discount every time they shop in the nature store.
And that store, if you've never been there, is super cool. It really is. You've got all sorts of apparel. You got games in there. You have animal and nature-oriented things in there. It's worth a visit just to scan the store. I guarantee you, you won't walk out of there empty-handed. Yeah, it really is a neat place. You've also got a wonderful list of community nature study series programs, trips, and tours. Tell us what's on those.
Every 2 months, we put out a rack card. So this is hot off the press for January and February. Next week, we're leading a field trip to the Southwest Wildlife Conservation Center called Walk with Wildlife, and you'll mm-hmm. have an opportunity to go with other wildlife enthusiasts and see some of the animals that are kept there. We have a winter colored pencil drawing series coming up, which is a series of weeks where you learn to do some beautiful artwork.
And that's with Diana Iverson, I believe.
Yes,
she was here a couple weeks ago.
Awesome. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have the forest bathing series. We have two more sessions of that in January and February, where people can get closer to nature in the wintertime. We have a whole nature study series taking place on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
You got some really interesting topics in that, too.
Yeah, you can take just one class or you can sign up for the whole series and, of course, save money that way.
Let's go down that list of the Community Nature Study Series topics. The first one on this card, the next one coming up is January 21st, and that one is about?
Bats, all about bats.
Mm.
Yeah, one of my favorite animals.
And that would freak some people out, wouldn't it?
Oh, they're just so lovely, though.
Isn't that amazing? Because people are always so afraid of them.
They're pretty. They're very interesting, and of course, they're very beneficial to the environment. And where I am come from in the Deep South, we put up bat houses in every yard.
No kidding.
Each bat can eat about 1,000 mosquitoes a night.
That alone is worth having the bat
houses
up. Can you build those for your own backyard?
You can. You can find the plans online with Bat Conservation International or any other bat group.
I never knew that. I'll be darned.
If you're a woodworker, you can put one together and install it.
That's a great idea for the spring. Mm. And on January 23rd, you have a Life in Stone.
That's a geology session.
Ooh.
With a very exciting speaker. So all of these take place in our classroom. So in the winter, when you want to stay inside and stay warm with others who are learning.
Did you say stay inside?
I did.
By golly, that Georgia is still coming through, isn't it? You know, the reason I'm teasing about that is when I was going through broadcasting school, the first thing they taught me was your very first week in this school, we are going to teach you how to get rid of your native accent. And they would tell me that if you're going to go into radio, ideally your listeners should have no idea where you're from. And I kind of take pride in the fact that just from hearing me, nobody knows where I'm from. So I have to poke a little fun when I recognize certain little giveaways. We had a guest here a few weeks ago who was talking about their organization and being a hockey fanatic. I thought, you must be from Canada. And I was right, sure enough.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
So I like doing things like that. So we have to tease you a little bit about
and
that.
And I had an environmental radio show when I lived in Wisconsin.
No kidding.
When I was in graduate school. And I had to learn to speak Wisconsinese.
Of course,
so
of course. And every region is a little bit different. That's why I have so much fun talking to the actors and actresses from the Prescott Center for the Arts, because when I used to live in Los Angeles, I used to hang out at the Samuel French Bookstore and the Studio Store, because that's an actor showcase and director's store. They actually sell CDs to teach you how to acquire or to lose a regional accent.
That is so funny.
And I'll tell you a perfect example of that. The new movie that's at the Harkins 14, Little Women, all four of the actresses who portray the March sisters, not one is American born.
Wow.
And they have to learn, obviously, to sound like a New Englander for that movie. So,
that's great.
So we have to have fun with that. Also coming up, different topics on January 28th, biomimicry, tapping into nature's genius for sustainable solutions. January 30th, you've got one on communication and evolution of these. That's Saloperus lizards in North America.
You see that little collared lizard there.
Mm-hmm. And on February 4th, exploring environmental DNA, a new tool for ecological monitoring. You know, when I was going to college 1,000 years ago, we had ecology classes. I don't see that word around anymore. Mm-hmm. Everything now is environmental. Mm-hmm. I assume it's the same thing?
Yes, essentially the same thing. The difference is environmental means people's relationship with the environment.
Okay.
So we've kind of taken it a step farther.
Gotcha. Okay. And also in February, those classes in the Community Nature Study Series, you have the evolution of a North American monsoon. That's certainly topical. February 11th, where the wild birds are, avian biogeography in Arizona's changing climate. February 13th, hotter and drier, how will trees respond to more extreme and frequent drought? On the 18th of February, cattle impacts on protected rivers in the Mogollon Highlands. And February 20th, a day in the life of bark beetles. These are interesting classes, but I'll tell you what is just caught my eye. Coming up.
Mark your calendar, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Friday, February 7th, an evening of chocolate tasting and wine pairing with Tracy Taylor from Black Butterfly Artisan Chocolates. You just got my attention, and I'm sure.
And some of your listeners are probably familiar with the Highlands Happy Hour that we have quarterly.
Sure.
So coming up, we're going to take different kinds of chocolate, pair them with wines.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a fee, but it covers all the chocolates.
Oh, sure.
Wines.
Sure. Wow. What an event that'll be. But your big event coming up is a week from Saturday, and it's from 9 a.m. to noon, about the volunteer fair. If you like to work with kids, like you said, help pull off a festival, dig in the dirt, walk out in the woods. Boy, what a great way to get acquainted with a lot of fun things to do, eh?
And potential volunteers can pop in any time. It's a fair, so you can come whatever time you're able to. Check in, learn about the different opportunities, and then go ahead and sign up if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
There's one big event that we have coming up next fall, the Plein Air Art Festival, and it's a six-day event.
Now, when you
ever.
Say plein air, this is P-L-E-I-N, right?
Yes, painting outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to need a lot of volunteers to help with that, and we would love to reach out to people who love art, and this is their chance to combine art with nature and volunteer with us for that. So be listening more for the needs that we have for that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm picturing? Picturing the old image of the person pulling up a stool and then having an easel out in the woods and just painting what
exactly.
they see.
Or looking out over the Grand Canyon.
They're, oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, here we'll be painting the Granite Mountain and some of the other iconic places around us.
Now, is the Highland Center still open for trail walking in the evening? Because we have short days right now.
We do have short days, and we're on winter hours. So our nature store is open 10 to 3, closed on Sundays and Mondays. Our administration offices are open till 4, and the parking lot's open till dusk.
Okay.
So you can park here for free.
Yeah, see, the reason I ask is during the late spring a couple of years ago, I took one of the evening tours. And when you're back in the woods in utter pitch darkness, everything takes on a whole new light, so to speak. And one of the things we enjoyed doing was stopping for a moment, just listening, and then looking up in the sky. And once you get adjusted to all that darkness out in the woods, and you look up, wow, it's like looking at a light show.
It is. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And there's enough ambient light to walk along the trail.
Yeah, especially on a clear moonlight. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's wonderful. I know the animals enjoy it, too, don't they?
They do.
You know, I've told this on the air before, but I was at a Board of Supervisors meeting when Jack Smith, the county supervisor, was talking about he and his family were taking a walk through the Highland Center trails, and they saw a fallen tree across the trail. And Jack said, why did I leave this tree here? His son had all the answers.
Oh,
that fallen
sweet.
Tree stays there for a reason, because that's part of the forest floor, and that nurtures a whole lot of other creatures, doesn't it?
Yeah, the same reason we leave standing dead trees, snags.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
the acorn woodpeckers couldn't make it here without them.
It's almost like dropping a reef into the ocean to create life, you know, for the aquatic life. Well, Sonia, it's wonderful for you to visit with us. We look forward to seeing you again, as well as, of course, Dave Irvine, Tom Agostino, Felipe Guerrero, all the good folks out at the Highland Center. Hope you get a big turnout for your volunteer fair. Do you have a phone number or a web page where interested listeners can give a call or an email?
We do. They can call us at there at the Highland Center at 776-9550, or check out all of our different programs and register online at thehighlandcenter.org.
And we thank you very much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success at the Highland Center. Hey, stay tuned because we're going to take a check of local and state news and weather, followed by a talk about the Golden Globes that comes up this weekend, and you'll enjoy hearing about this. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world, KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012825, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects, but buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
We're KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after one. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice on this Thursday the 2nd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of state and local news, brought to you by Prescott Dirt. A bill signed into law by President Trump just before Christmas is called the Secure Act. It will have a big impact on retirement planning.
The Secure Act stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. Scottsdale-based accountant Brad Huss says it makes key changes to individual retirement accounts.
What that new act is going to do is, number one, the required age that you have to start taking distributions from your pension, from your 401k, from your IRAs, is going to be moved from age 70 and a half to age 72.
It also allows you to contribute to your IRA as long as you are working. However, if you leave a retirement account to an heir, they'll have to withdraw the funds over a 10-year period. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office needs your help in locating a missing man.
31-year-old Corey Bailey was out four-wheeling with friends in a remote area near Castle Hot Springs in the Bradshaw Mountains last Sunday. If you think you may have information, contact the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office at 771-3260. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Sunny skies and much warmer for your KQ&A weather weekend. Chilling after bedtime to a mostly clear 26 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then warming to about 48 tomorrow, 57 Saturday, 54 Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 31. Warming quickly to a sunny 56 tomorrow, 64 and 61 this weekend. News sponsored this hour by Prescott Dirt. A check of your KQ&A weather is next, brought to you by High Country Rec V Center. KQ&A News Time 105.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Tis the season for savings all through the land with up to 42% off the 2019 Buick Encore at Finley Buick in Prescott. Spacious storage and flexible seating for up to five. A contemporary interior complemented with modern technology and nimble maneuverability and turbocharged engine.
Encore empowers you to carve your own path.
Save over $12,000 off MSRP and get your Finley Buick price of only $16,780. That's 42% off.
Or lease for only $189 a month.
Buick is Kelley Blue Book's best value luxury brand, and we guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. Get the highest expressions of Buick luxury and up to 42% off MSRP. Finley Buick in Prescott and at FinleyBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. Buick, experience worry-free luxury.
On approved credit, must finance through GM Financial, plus tax, title, license, and 495 back fees. Stock number B43644. Lease for 39 months, 10,000 miles per year with $39.95 due at signing.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, don't miss my friend and colleague, KPPV's Russ Edwards, this Saturday morning for the Polar Bear Splash. That starts at 10 a.m. with his four times an hour broadcast from the outdoor pool at Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley. They'll again take the plunge into the icy depths. The water last time I was there to host this was, I believe, 42 degrees. They'll have fun foods, a free breakfast. They'll have the ice cream eating contest, which, by the way, is hands-free, no spoons. It's strictly dive into it face first. That all starts at 10 o'clock Saturday on the Mix 106 KPPV with Russ Edwards poolside for our sister station, the Mix 106. Don't miss that. Well, on the movie front, you've heard me make fun of the Golden Globes, and for good reason. That show airs this Sunday on NBC at 6 p.m. Now, it makes for a great TV show. There's no questioning that, because you have both showbiz, you have both TV and movie stars there. Plus, you have no boring categories like they have taken up half of the Oscars. Well, because the crackpots who comprise the so-called Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which is primarily bloggers from outside the U.S., and why they get so much power is still a mystery in showbiz. However, well, the Dick Clark Productions team turns their voting into a dynamite TV show, and you know, you don't have any boring categories like best sound editing, but the Globes get way more attention than they deserve, because in Hollywood, the Golden Globe means nothing. That little trophy, which looks like something you get for participating in a kid's sports event, what a cheap little trophy. It's no more than a doorstop. However, because it is a major TV show, and it's the first big televised awards show of the season, it gets a lot more weight with the public. So keeping that in mind, the people who comprise the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, they are not showbiz insiders. They're not showbiz employees. Compare that to the Academy for Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, who votes on the Oscars. That is 7,000 people, all of whom either are currently employed in the movies or in the last 10 years have at least worked on a movie. There's a big difference. Now, according to a newspaper story in the Toronto Sun several years ago, several of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association voters have kind of sketchy jobs compared to what you're voting for. One is an insurance salesman, one's a hairdresser, another's a cab driver. They only have 90 voting members. 90. Compare that to the Oscars with 7,000 showbiz employees voting on Oscars. But these 90 people have all that power to vote for the Golden Globes. And because there is only 90 of them, it makes it very easy for studios to fly these hacks out and wine them and dine them, put them up at the Beverly Hills Hotel for interviews with the stars, then fly them back to Podunk, knowing they've already bought their vote. So, enjoy the Golden Globes telecast as a show, because it really is a good show. Just don't take it seriously. And keep in mind that being invited to attend the Golden Globes is a great networking opportunity, because TV and movie stars, agents, studio execs, TV cameras, they will all be there. Now, that being said, the movie critic for USA Today, Brian Truitt, who is usually a pretty good predictor of these things, he talks about who will win and who will or who should win in the Golden Globe movie categories coming up this Sunday at 6 p.m. for the category Best Drama Movie. The nominees are The Irishman, Marriage Story, 1917, Joker, and The Two Popes. He predicts The Irishman will win. That's the Martin Scorsese film for Netflix. But Marriage Story, also on Netflix, should win. For Best Comedy or Musical, the nominees are Dolomite Is My Name with Eddie Murphy, Jojo Rabbit, my favorite film of the year, Knives Out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Rocket Man. And what the heck is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood doing in the comedy or musical category? Well, Brian Truitt says Once Upon a Time in Hollywood will win this category when Jojo Rabbit, and I agree with this, should. Best Actress, Lead Actress in a Drama. The nominees are Cynthia Erivo for Harriet, Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan for Little Women, Charlize Theron for Bombshell, and Renee Zellweger for Judy. And Truitt says the winner who will win and who should win is Renee Zellweger. Yes, she became Judy Garland in that movie Judy. Very deserving honor if she gets it. Best Actor in a Drama, Christian Bale for Ford vs. Ferrari, Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory, Adam Driver for Marriage Story, Joaquin Phoenix, who was stunning in Joker, and Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes. Pruitt says that Joaquin Phoenix will win, and Adam Driver from Marriage Story should win. Now for the Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical, the nominees are Awkwafina for The Farewell, Ana de Armas, who was the housekeeper in Knives Out, Beanie Feldstein from Booksmart, her brother, by the way, is Jonah Hill, Emma Thompson for Late Night, and Kate Blanchett for a movie nobody saw called Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Well, Truitt says Awkwafina will win, but Feldstein for Booksmart should win. In the category Actor in a Comedy or Musical, the nominees Daniel Craig for Knives Out, Little Roman Griffin Davis, the 10-year-old from Jojo Rabbit, Leonardo DiCaprio from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Taron Egerton from Rocket Man, and Eddie Murphy from Dolomite Is My Name. Truitt says DiCaprio will win, but Eddie Murphy should. And in Supporting Actress, the nominees, Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell, Annette Bening for The Report, Laura Dern for Marriage Story, she was also in Little Women, Jennifer Lopez for Hustlers, and Margot Robbie for Bombshell. Truitt says Jennifer Lopez should win and will win. And in the final category, Supporting Actor, Tom Hanks for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Anthony Hopkins, The Two Popes, Al Pacino, The Irishman, Joe Pesci, The Irishman, Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. How is that for a packed category? Truitt says Brad Pitt will win and should win. I agree with that. So those are the predictions for the Golden Globes coming up at 6 p.m. on NBC this Sunday. Stay tuned for some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 7. Tracking your net worth is simply the difference between your assets and debt. It's important to keep an eye on it, as you can keep track of the progress you're making towards your financial goals, or warn you if you're in need of some adjustments. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
For those who have New Year's resolutions, Dear Abby has a great one to start the year. She says, just for today, I will live through this day only. I will not brood about yesterday or obsess about tomorrow. I will not set far-reaching goals or try to overcome all of my problems at once. Just for today, I will be happy. I will not dwell on thoughts that depress me. If my mind fills with clouds, I'll chase them away and fill it with sunshine. Just for today, I'll accept what it is. I will face reality. I'll correct those things I can correct and accept those I cannot. Just for today, I'll improve my mind. I'll read something that requires effort, thought, and concentration. I will not be a mental loafer. Just for today, I'll make a conscious effort to be agreeable. I'll be kind and courteous to those who cross my path. I will not speak ill of others. I'll improve my appearance, speak softly, and not interrupt when someone else is talking. Just for today, I'll do something positive to improve my health. If I'm a smoker, I'll quit. I'll get off the couch, take a brisk walk, even if it's only around the block. And just for today, I'll gather the courage to do what's right and take responsibility for my own actions, courtesy of Dear Abby. Hey, coming up at 3 o'clock, we have Ben Shapiro. Then at 4 o'clock, Sanford Cohen and Chuck will be here for Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable, with a very special guest, Hans Olsen, the president of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. That is coming up at 4 o'clock today. In the meantime, be sure to join Russ Edwards poolside at the Polar Bear Splash at Mountain Valley Park Saturday morning at 10 and listen in to him on the Mix 106 KPPV. And also join me back here Monday for Doug George from the Sunrise Noontime Lions Club and Scott Smith for the upcoming concert by the Prescott Chamber Player Society. That's Q&A Monday at 2 when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.